Restaurant sales are slowing. Red Lobster has a new CEO. And how Shake Shack lured Rob Lynch away from Papa John's. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Guskowski, senior editor at RB.
And I'm RB managing editor Heather Lally. Restaurants are losing sales and customers. Average industry same-store sales growth in the fourth quarter was 1.7% among publicly traded companies. That was down from 2.8% in the third quarter and 6.4% in the second quarter. The problem was particularly acute for casual dining chains that appeared to lose momentum in the second half of last year, highlighted by weakness at major chains like Olive Garden and Outback Steakhouse and higher-end concepts like Kona Grill. Inflation has kept many lower-income consumers from eating out as often as they'd like, and the result was weakness in a number of concepts.
Red Lobster has hired a restructuring expert as its new CEO. Industry veteran Jonathan Tibus will replace Horace Dawson, who is retiring at the end of the month. The move comes as Red Lobster owner Thai Union Group prepares to sell the struggling chain. Tibus has led restructurings and bankruptcies at a number of restaurant brands over the years, including Crystal, Kona Grill, and Quiznos. Dawson spent a decade at Red Lobster, including the past 6 months as CEO.
Shake Shack meant business when it convinced Rob Lynch to leave Papa John's. The fast casual burger chain is giving its soon-to-be CEO $7.3 million in various signing bonuses and stock grants to take the position. He will also be paid another $5 million in various stock grants for his work this year, on top of a $1 million base salary, the potential for a bonus, and a monthly stipend for housing and travel. That's according to SEC filings. But that's the kind of incentive it takes to convince a CEO to move from one industry job to the other.
Three big chains operating across Asia are opening units in the U.S. for the first time this spring, all in the New York area. There is Little Sheep, which opened this week in the American Dream Retail and Entertainment Complex in Rutherford, New Jersey. That's part of a 200-unit chain founded in Inner Mongolia in 1999. In New York City, Grandma's Home also opened its first U.S. unit this week. The family-owned concept features home-style cooking from the Hangzhou region. The chain has 200 units in China and is being brought to the U.S. by the daughter of one of the founders. And then there's Money Cake, a Taiwanese wheel cake concept scheduled to officially open in April in Flushing, Queens. Wheel cakes are little cylindrical cakes made with waffle batter that can be sweet or savory.
That sounds tasty.
I'll say.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Heather Lally.
And I'm Joe Guskowski. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.